We're back talking Houlton Wildcat basketball now, joined by Coach Eric Tate. Houlton boys get their fifth win of the season. They're 4-6 in the Big 7 League and have played three games here since last we spoke. And falling to Perry-Lecompton last Thursday, 49-39. Nemaw Central home on Friday, 54-32. But then a big win last night against Jeff West, 50-40. So second time through a lot of these matchups, Coach, and really some knockdown dragouts. But it seemed like last night against Jeff West, even though you got off to a slow start, you're able to overcome it. And that was kind of the problem in some of the earlier games last week in this season is that slow start.
Yeah, we're kind of getting into life without Kyler. I think we're last night it was nice to just start figuring out how to score the ball a little better after the halftime break. We thought we played really well defensively outside of the third quarter. Gave up too many points against Jeff West, but thought we played well defensively, especially in the fourth. Had some different guys step up, so that's encouraging. I think we are kind of coming together, figuring out who we are right at the right time. And like you said, it's been kind of an odd year with all the reschedules and everything, but getting everybody a second time through here the last four or five games, I think we have a chance to, get where we want to be and be playing our best ball at the right time.
Had to be nice to finish against Jeff West because, as you mentioned, you were down four at the end of the third quarter, but you scored 23 points. And the other key thing is, going 10 for 10 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, you have to feel like if you can keep shooting free throws like that, that you'll have a chance to win a lot of games down the stretch.
Yeah, guards, everybody stepped up, made some big free throws. I think Fox was 6-6 in the fourth quarter shooting free throws. Bodie hit two big ones. Late in the third quarter, Jeff West kind of had a couple possessions in a row. They were hitting good shots, running good stuff. And, Braden Binkley stepped up, got to the free throw line, got us two. And then just before the buzzer sounded, we had a really nice drive, kick out one more. Peak hit a three. So, it was really encouraging. You see that ball movement. I think that kind of got us going for the fourth quarter of, all right, we can move the ball. We can do some things. We adjusted the Jeff West pressure. And it was nice to see us, come out and get after a team that tries to pressure us defensively instead of maybe fumbling the ball a little more than we did the last two games before last night.
I thought Braden Peak was really good and really assertive, 22 points on the night, and obviously your leading scorer for the season, him and Bodie getting a lot. But I feel like the mentality or maybe the energy level for Peak has been a little bit more aggressive, and I feel like at times that's maybe what you're looking for a lot of these guys, is just to have a more aggressive and a more confident mindset, especially on the offensive end, so you don't have those slow starts or those quarters to where you put up single digits that really, limit your offense more.
Yeah, Peak has kind of established himself as our kind of energy and emotional leader. I thought Logan Altberg stepped up and did a really good job of coming in and providing us some energy, especially in that second half. Eli Wisdom as well in the fourth quarter. Finding different guys to give us some energy and some good minutes. Like you said, some of our younger guys, just a lot of their first year of varsity experience, I think they do play a little timid at times, but, nobody's getting taken out for shooting too much or, for things they're doing, So we emphasize it's all right to take some risks. It's all right to be aggressive. Some of them just need to, do that a little more confidently, I feel like, and we'll be all right as they keep growing.
Here at Hiawatha Friday, you've played them twice and beat them already this season, but man, as hard as it is to play a team twice, the third time's even tougher. And then I know for senior night, your last home game next Tuesday against Riverside, the team will be very, very hungry to try to avenge a loss and get that one. But Coach, it's crazy. I'm looking at the regular season here, and you only got four games left, so there has to be a pretty significant sense of urgency, I would think, that would be clicking in here pretty quick for the boys, right?
Yeah, last night, kind of, you never know results right away, but we told them, we did not tell them before the game, but we did tell them after the game, you know, you're putting yourself in position to finish fourth in the league. And that's probably where we should be. You know, we were picked last in the league. I've said on here multiple times that our guys took great offense to that. And, you know, now we have a chance to go prove it. And, you know, we're tied with Hiawatha, so it's a big one. Big one on Friday. And we keep stressing the pressure is a privilege. It means something that is expected of you. So we're excited. I think our guys are going to take the challenge head on. Like you said, next Tuesday is our senior night. Riverside, we didn't like how we played at Riverside. So I think, like you said, we want to be playing our best ball, have the opportunity to be. And then, you know, those last two, maybe you can go pick off one of the front runners in the league. So we got to take it one day, one game at a time, and just keep working. And we're excited about where we're at. We just got to keep going.
And we look forward to the games coming up, Coach. Thanks, as always, for your time. And best of luck on Friday and Tuesday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Coach Eric Tate of the Wildcats, the Holton Locker Room Chats brought to you by Community Healthcare System, by the Farmer's Day Bank in Holton, and by Boomer's Steakhouse.